I thought, man, that raw meat will be really rough to take. And I hope that I don't have to try that. And everybody was just happy and calm. And the little bride said, come on, don't eat yet. Come on, chew. So pretty soon they brought out a kind of a brazier of hot water. In fact, it was a boiling in a container that had hot charcoal, and the water was just boiling. So then she said, now, take some of this and this, and she measured off the meat. It was thin slices and all. She said, you put it in the water and cook it as long as you want to. Well, the water had some seasoning in it, a little vinegar and some all kinds of stuff. And we put that in there with the chopsticks, and then they had something like greens, something like spinach, only it was just fresh, and something like cabbage, it was just fresh. So then we put the vegetable in on top of that, and they said at least 3 minutes. So in 3 minutes we started dipping in there and putting it in our little bowls. By golly, that stuff was tasty. That shrimp was real good. But I want to tell you something. If ever you get an uncooked piece of liver in your mouth and chomp down on it, that's quite an experience. And if you're not quite set for it, you might just not get her down. Well, some people, I guess, like liver raw. But I only experienced one piece raw, and the rest of it I was sure was cooked. But boy, that beef and everything tasted real good, real good. Then we had some rice, kind of cooked rice, kind of rice-like. We have fried rice, and that was pretty good. Then it got to be real late, and we'd taken a lot of pictures and stuff, and Jesus, I put two rolls of colored film in that camera of mine. Cost me almost $5 a pack. I take them pictures and give them to the host and hostess. And I had to buy them, I had to get them a wedding present. So I did that. And, but it was quite a thing. I got some pictures in my 35 millimeter camera that, if they turn out, I'll be surprised. Anyway, I'll show you what the wedding feast was like. I never got to go to the ceremony. I don't know how they get married. I don't think it's the same way the Buddhists do in Japan, with that heavy hats on and faces painted white, the women. But the man told me about how they court. He says, you see somebody you like, and then you go with a friend. The friend goes, he knows the family, and he goes and you take a present to the family, to the father and the mother, and have something good for the family. Then you go a second time and take another gift. This time it's a kind of a gift for the, includes the daughter. Then the third time you go and you take a gift to the daughter. And that gives them a chance to look you over, and then they pass the word whether they'll accept you as a husband or not. And whatever they say is law, because the kids wouldn't think of marrying if their parents didn't say it was all right. Well, anyway, the parents say it's all right, and one of my secretaries got married about a year ago. She just got off to have a baby. Told me that she had to go live with his family for a week, and he had to come and stay with their family for a week before it was determined. But these people I guess, I think the women kind of like the men that they marry. I think it's a, I think there's, although the family, although the parents arrange the wedding, I think these kids that I'm involved with here and my secretaries have all married somebody that they want to marry. And that's pretty good deal. Hello, Eddard. Yeah, I'm sending Mom a letter and telling her thanks for all them. Yeah, all that good stuff. Yes, I was telling her how that cake, that pie tastes, that lemon pie tasted tonight. Well, I got home last night after curfew about 8 o'clock, or that Thursday night. So then Friday I got up and had to catch the airplane to Da Nang. So you see, I just do nothing but go to parties and fly around, have a real good time. And while I'm doing this, the days are passing and the hours are passing, and I got to start thinking of crating up this stuff and sending it home. I got a whole lot of gear here. The machine that I'm taping this stuff on, and I got speakers, got a foot locker. Boy, I got a lot of stuff. I think I'll just start getting her together so I can get it home right away. I don't think that I'm going to leave anything here at all. I think I'll just pack up every blessed thing I got and take her home, and that'll be it. I might up and buy me another stereo, another tape deck or something before I go back. I don't know if I've got, I think I got some more on my card, but on my PX card you're only allowed so much buy. But I think I gotta get a physical, and I better start doing that. Well, from your letter, it seems like everything's going real well back there. You told Miss King that you're not going to be working this summer, and that's a pretty good deal. I don't think you'll be working either, because I think whatever the goes on, you might. We might give up the idea of working, I think. You and I are nigger rich anyway, I guess. We won't need to work. You might have to go to work to get out of my range after I'm home for a while and start stomping around and getting restless, but something good's going to happen. Something real good's going to happen one way or the other. I think if I don't go to school, they might give me a job someplace else. If they don't give me a job someplace else, whatever turns up is going to be real good, and I'm going to be happy about the whole thing, and so are you. And I hope you got that old bank book fixed up to a few thousand where we can buy us a pretty nice jalopy and do a little highfalutin' tootin' around the country for a while, following the eagle or the chicken hawk or something. I sure would like to take a little ride. I'd like to go someplace. I keep thinking about it. As you go up to Casper and you get up on the hill past Fort Collins, and before you hit the Colorado line, there's a road that, well, I guess maybe it's somewhere in the Wyoming, no, I don't know. There's a road that heads off to the east and says Red Butte Mountain or something. There's two little names of towns. Someday I'm going to take a car and go right back up over there and see what's on the other end of that thing. When I was a kid on the ranch, we went up there one time, was up in that country, and that's a wild country. Boy, that's real wild back there. And I think that's where I'd like to go and take a look-see. Well, we'll do that, honey, you and I and Cindy and Lou and Ruth and Fritz and Ruby and Bob and Marge and all of us guys. I'm sure glad and happy that little Pam's all happy. I hope Charlie's Pam is happy. Tell all them folks howdy for me. I'm sure glad that I've only got a couple of months to do because it's getting hotter and all billy hell out here. And I'm starting on the long, hot days. So before I start foaming at the mouth and going through the dog days, I'm going to have to tell you how much I love you tonight. Saturday night being our night to howl, we'll just mentally have a howling good time. I know that you're struggling a lot over some little things that's kind of lonesome, maybe not as bad as it was at the beginning, but separations are for the birds, and we doing what we can to ease our own conscience on this. I am, I know. And I feel a lot better about it now that my time's getting short. And I sure do miss you, and I certainly do love you, honey. I think that, by George, the love a man has in his life, the way I've had it, one woman that just filled my whole life and made life complete for me is more than a man should ask the good Lord for. But I've been very fortunate. I just want you to know again and again that I love you with all my heart, that I think of you all the time as being right here with me. You're never too far away. And you never will be far away from me. And I'll be home soon, so you just play these tapes and write me some nice letters, and I'll be seeing you before you know it. So long, honey. Good night. Take good care of yourself, and don't worry about me. I'll sure take care of myself, because I've got something to come home to. And I'm just as anxious to get home as I was anxious to get out here. Good night. And I love you with all my heart. Well, Cindy. Cindy. Cindy, come on, baby. Come on, Cindy Lou. My little Cindy Lou, I'm a-looking around for you, and I'm gonna find you, you bet I do, looking around for Cindy Lou. Cindy baby, yay, be Cindy.